Kia ora and welcome back to RDU 98.5. You're listening to The Burnt Breakfast. Now, I'm very, very excited to have on the line with me, hot off the back of a release of a new single called Earn the Thirst, I have Clark from Darts on the line. Good morning.
G'day, g'day. How, thank you for having me on.
Hey, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on. How are you going?
Oh, fantastic. We're looking at a little peak of sun today in Wellington, which is a good change from yesterday.
Yes, I was actually in Wellington yesterday, and it wasn't particularly delightful, I'm not going to lie.
It was awful. It made it a little bit of a mission to go out and get out and support some live music last night, but managed to do it nonetheless.
So how has Darts been? You guys have been busy. What's been going on?
Yeah, Darts have kind of been in between big releases, so to say, this year. We've been dropping singles and kind of spacing out our shows a bit more to give the boys a bit more breathing room and kind of get ourselves ready for this big tour we're doing later in the year.
Yes, now I'm very excited to hear about this big tour, but first of all, I think we've got to talk about Earn the Thirst, a brilliant new track from you guys. Tell me a bit about it.
I wish we could say that we came up with the idea for the song in Christchurch, but unfortunately it's a bit too flat down there.
Yeah, it is.
So I think Dan and Crispy from the band came up with the idea for the song when they were we were walking up the hill from a show in Dunedin to our ACOM, which was in Roslyn. I don't know if you know Dunedin that well, but it was up a very, very steep hill.
Mm-hmm.
And at the top of the hill was not just our ACOM, but a bottle store. And, you know, they were halfway up this hill, sweating, doubled over, panting, when they had the idea for a song called Earn the Thirst, which is what they were doing in that moment. And, it took us a while to get it together, and I think I remember writing a lot of the music in the smoking room of a little DIY venue that we play in Whanganui. But it all came together eventually, and we wrote a song called Earn the Thirst, which is about putting the beer second and putting your body first.
Yeah, now I hear that story, it makes absolute complete sense.
Totally. It's literally just about putting in those hard yarns that, you know, make sure you're deserving of that beer.
Absolutely.
Taking the easy route out.
And there are some great, poignant little points about great booties and having a big booty in this song, which, you know, does occur when you have to walk up a lot of hills. You know, that is, you're going to firm up your ass that way, that's for sure. Do you work particularly hard on keeping a good booty? Is that something that's important to you?
I can't say myself particularly. I'm large, but it's flat, I gotta say. But Dan Tostinger, he's very blessed in that department. I think he is the one who coined, "With great booty comes great responsibility."
Yeah, brilliant line.
Completely original line. I'd never heard anything similar to Spider-Man. I think he put some good care into taking care of that booty, making sure it's popping for the Darts fans when we get on stage.
Now that's dedication.
A lot of walking around the hills of Wellington.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to avoid, really, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. It's a very very.
Hello.
Hello.
Ah, thought we lost you. I want to get on to with the song you announced a tour as well, which is very, very exciting. Tell me a little bit about this tour. Mainly, I think the most important question is, when and where is your Otatahi Christchurch show?
Yes, we're heading the road for the Earn the Thirst tour. My vision right now, and I'm really hoping that we can see this through, is that everyone across the whole country comes to the shows just to work out, because, you know, in keeping with the theme of the song, we just want to get sweaty. Dressed up every venue with, you know, some score racks on the stage and stuff like that. Maybe a bit ambitious, but we'll see. But no, we're coming to Dark Room on Friday, 27th of October. It's a little bit away, but gives you a little bit of time to lock in, to grab your tickets, and make sure you're planning yourself a big night when the Darts Boys come to town.
Yeah, and I think, you know, exercise and going out on a night are intrinsically linked in some ways. You know, how many times have you been out for a night and then you end up, you know, taking the biggest walk of your life home? You know, I think they're one and the same, really.
Exactly, yeah, whether it's the next morning or at 3 a.m. I mean, if we do get the situation together where people are, you know, really getting into it and, you know, burning some calories at the darts gig itself, there's not going to be any need for, you know, you'll have earned that Uber ride home. You'll have earned
absolutely, yeah,
the next morning. It's all going to come together for, you know, a pretty lazy and beer heavy time after the gig, which I think is what everyone would prefer.
Now, this isn't particularly related to your current tour, and I know it was a while ago, but I've never gotten to ask you about it. How was your Crate Day series of shows?
Crate Day was very... It was a very demanding day for the Darts Boys.
I can imagine, yeah.
In terms, just for context, for anyone who doesn't know, we played last year on Crate Day, so the first Saturday of December, we played all in one day. We did Christchurch, Wellington, Auckland, and then Hamilton. Honestly, I can't think of a better place to kick it off than down in Christchurch, playing a lovely house party. I think it was the Jam Henderson flat.
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
That was a real treat, and couldn't have asked for a better place in the country to kick it off. And from then on, it just became increasingly punishing. until we found ourselves the Sunday after Crate Day, having to drive back from Hamilton to Wellington extremely hungover in a tiny Toyota Corolla.
Oh, yikes. How long is that drive as well? It's certainly not short.
No, you're missing that. You're cutting off that initial kind of hour and a half that you have to do from Auckland.
Yeah, but yeah, right. It's
still 7+ hours, and oof, definitely more when you're in a little metal box of a 1989 car that really can't really go above 80.
Oh shit! Oh my god! To tie it back, I guess you really earned the thirst that day.
Yeah, definitely. It was a miracle in terms of planning. If we held off on the beers a little longer, a little more during the day, I feel like, you know, if we'd pre-learnt our own message about earning the thirst, I think that day probably would have been a bit more rewarding for me personally. My memory gets a little bit hazy towards the end, but it is what it is.
Oh, well, I think Crate Day of any day is probably the hardest to remain disciplined.
100%. And, you know, maybe the first message can be applied in a bit larger way there, I guess.
Mm.
You know, spending your weeks and months leading up to that earning the thirst. So, you know, you're in peak physical shape.
I can really see this song being added to, like, the New Zealand vernacular. You know, everyone's going to be saying earn the thirst one day.
I hope so. I'd really hope that we're increasing people's appetite for physical activity, because it's not really something that you'd otherwise associate with us. But I really hope that we're just spreading this kind of positive message out there. You know, we're telling people to steal from the supermarket. We're telling people to, I don't know, push the landlord downstairs, but I'm hoping that now we can come together and unite on something.
I think that's beautiful, really. Where can people get tickets for this tour?
So if you head to the Dart Instagram, which is @smokedart, SMOKEDARTZ. You'll find a bunch of links there. We've made a whole new website for a fake kind of slash potentially real gym that Darta started.
Wow.
So yeah, if you do get along to our Instagram and have a poke around, you'll find some links, grab some tickets. I think that the Crusher show is 25. About a quarter of the tickets are gone already.
Wow.
Day one and two. So definitely recommend getting in there and snapping them up.
Oh, I can't wait to check out this website. Clark, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's always an absolute pleasure. And I'm loving the new song. So congratulations.
Thank you so much, Liam. Always so stoked to be on RDU.
Yeah, have a great day.
Cheers, mate.
And that was the wonderful Clark from Darts, who are just... Oh, my God, they're just the greatest. Anyway... Here is their new track. This is called Earn the Thirst. Enjoy it, guys. It's amazing, to say the least.
Walk to it, walk to the pub. Don't Uber, Uber is corrupt. Walk to it.